But my brother grew up in a time that I didn't see, but when I did come home very seldom, a lot of times I didn't. I wouldn't go home. I'd go other places because I knew what was at home. On one occasion, I was at home in the summer while I was in college. I had told my mother, she came in one night, and I saw the condition that she in. I told her I had rather know that I'd never see her again the rest of my life and know that she's safe and taken care of and well and not in the condition that she in. And my mother walked outside, took a gun and shot herself and killed herself. I often live with the guilt of saying something that I meant. I was truthful because I was concerned for her, and maybe those words were so hurtful, but in a condition of drugs and a stupor of alcohol, I've been told, and I know today, that she was going to do this at some time or another. My brother, younger than I, by nearly 6 years, living at home every day, which I didn't, I was away in college, found a suicide letter had been written. My mother had been planning this. She probably was going to do it sometime, but that was the night that she did it. I never knew about the suicide note till 30 years later, when my brother and I were doing a book, an autobiography that I wrote, Bootlegger's Boy, after I had coached at Oklahoma for many years. And I realized in our doing the book together, Donnie told me for the first time about the suicide letter, because he had found it and showed it to my father, and my father destroyed it and said he didn't want him ever to tell anyone about this. So I never knew about it, and no one else ever had known about it.
Must have been a horrible scene for you, because you were the first one to your mother then after she shot herself. Is that true?
I was the last one to talk to her, and I was the first one to run to her body and pick her up and carry her into the house. And, of course, my father wasn't there, and I waited outside in the dark, stood outside the house, and waited till I saw his lights come up the road. It seemed like hours before it happened, and he met me, and of course he knew something tragic had happened because he saw the condition I was in. And but this time we had had electricity and telephone, and I'd called my uncle, and he was there with me before we'd called the coroner or whoever you're supposed to call at that time. In the 50s it was done differently, but he was killed instantly.
Had to take you a long time to get over that, any feelings of guilt that you may have had. And as you already said,
well,
you had talked to people through
I
that.
Think at the time I had tremendous guilt, but I've lived life long enough and since have understood that my mother intended to do this. I hated to see her in the condition she was in. Donnie lived in it every day and had to live in it longer because he was younger. I was able to escape it and get out of it. I escaped it in high school because, as I told you, I stayed in town with my friends. My best friend, Bill Holder, he was a single parent. He and I spent time together, and I would stay with him. My father knew that I was okay. He never worried about me. If he needed me, he knew where to find me.
So